What do you mean I'm like a cigarette? What does that mean?
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet?
Fantastic.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Fantastic. Rated R.
Everyone knows you got to have your jar of bud on the ground at all times.
I threw it on my bed.
Fucking ground level.
Bro. No, rookie mistake. I fucking threw the jar on my bed. I don't know why. Oh, it bounced and it fucking flew, hit the window.
That's hilarious.
And it's all over the floor. I'm not even picking that up. Fuck that.
Welcome back, everybody. Episode 9. We're Internet Phantoms Podcast. Henny Milk is not as sad as last week's episode.
Mm-hmm. He's not a simp.
Or drunk, actually. Sober.
I'm still
happy.
A simp.
Fuck. Me too.
No, what have you been simping over lately, Jose? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We have a guest. We have Jose Drip. He's back again. Dirty Dove shit.
What's poppin'?
Possibly having Lil Spursy on here as well, his boy.
He may or may not be playing Minecraft at the moment.
Yeah, lucky.
That's sus. I don't even know if I want him on the podcast now.
I hope he comes on. I'll roast his whole life. I don't care whose boy he is.
The co-host is back.
That's right. Hunter's back. We replaced him with for FaceTat. We got rid of FaceTat now. He's not here today.
Oh no.
The Internet Phantoms can't catch a fucking break.
Bro, I wanna get on a podcast with him. He sounds funny as fuck. I'm not gonna lie.
We out here, that's why.
He's wilding.
Jose, how have you been since last time we spoke?
Just been chilling and shit. Fucking no job. Fucking Rona.
Yeah, how's this Rona shit got you fucked up? How's this shit affected you?
Bro, I have no fucking type of money for myself at all. Everything goes to fucking bills and shit, bro. I'd just be like...
Great weed shortage of 2020.
Bro, it feels like fucking last year when I was just smoking mid, bro.
Oh, I'd kill myself before I smoke mids.
That's what everybody tells me, bro, but, like, I get some pretty decent mid, I'm not gonna lie.
Damn, the mid be hitting.
just don't tell nobody. No, fuck up.
Yeah, that's one of those hidden secrets, kind of like, last week's episode, I mentioned how I used to sip E&J and be on Chatterbait.
What the fuck?
God. You know, whatever.
That ain't the grossest thing you ever heard.
Yeah, you're canceled, bro. You're fucking canceled.
God, that's the equivalent of like smoking mid.
I gotta leave, bro. I can't do this anymore.
I need to take a shower after hearing that.
Man, whatever. All right, whatever. We'll get into a cleaner topic, a cleanlier, a tastier topic, yeah. If you will.
Let's talk about pegging.
Oh shit!
I was gonna talk about something.
Nisha, start because I know you have a lot of experience with that.
You've gotten pegged
before, bro. I don't want to talk about.
Oh shit! How does that
no,
even
no,
feel?
It's not me. I can't.
Noses. It was me.
I don't want to talk about. Oh.
You got to talk about it. You brought it up, buddy. Yeah.
I didn't bring it up.
I brought it up, but you got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, once.
Oh my God.
You've gotten pegged?
Yeah, I don't
what
give
the
a
fuck?
Shit.
How does that feel, bro?
It was weird. Like, it wasn't like the worst thing I've ever like experienced.
For real?
Not like that.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
But
I can't go, bro.
Weird. There was a point where like it felt like I pooped.
Oh,
and I was
shit.
Like, yo, this is mad weird. And I was like, what if I did? Like, this is gonna be embarrassing. I didn't, which was lit.
I'll punch a bitch before she fucking does that, bro. I don't care.
I'll kill a bitch.
I'll punch a bitch, bro. That's what everyone says, dog. It for real ain't even that serious.
Yeah, she must love you.
Bro got on all fours.
Yeah, bro. I'll probably do, I'll probably let a bitch eat my ass, but I won't let her peg my ass.
All right, yo. We got side.
We got real sidetracked. Why did I have to bring up pegging?
We're here to talk about something just as important as Godzilla. It's a fable on the Internet Phantoms Podcast. I ordered chocolate-covered oranges to try.
I thought about it. I was like, there are those fucking, those chocolates that you could buy that have like the orange filling in it. And I thought about that like right after the podcast. And I'm not going to lie, those are pretty fucking fire. I'm not going to lie. Like, that shit is fucking fire.
Oh my. Yo. Yo, they sent me chocolate powder.
I knew it. You so, the fuck? So dumb.
You're an idiot.
Yo, oh my god, it's like silk.
You couldn't even go on Google fucking translate before you ordered it.
Dude, no. All right, it's all over my, oh fuck, it's getting on my keyboard now. It's all over my hand. I don't want to just eat this off my finger. Oh god.
Do it. Like, snort it.
Ah, I spread it all over my jeans.
Oh my god.
I'm fucking
my 26-year-old boy is making that sounds a mess like of chocolate powder.
Oh fun my night god. Out, bro.
Six.
Stacey's Friday fucking, night.
What did I order?
My god, yo. You probably got orange powder too, you fucking ignorant prick.
That's oh, not fuck. What I fucking ordered, yo. This is what I ordered. This is what I ordered. Yo, I ordered Matika Orange Delights.
You're supposed to make it. You're supposed to make the chocolate.
What if there's like something secret hidden inside of like underneath the cocoa?
This is what happens when you smoke mid in a receipt, bro.
All I do is smoke mid.
Yeah, this is what happens when you spend 2 years of your life as a 12-year-old smoking mids out of a plastic bottle.
Fuck.
Have I ever smoked out of the plastic bottle?
Bro, I have. I had.
I must have.
You seem like the type of motherfucker that would do that.
What's like the most fucking like depressing weed story you have, like where you had to smoke like some dumb shit, bro?
I scratched black res out of a bowl for an hour with a junkie at John and Bo's house and smoked it out of tinfoil. It was disgusting.
Damn.
Oh shit. That's foul, bro.
I was like, oh, let's do it this way. I was like, okay.
That's fucking foul.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Actually, I think we used a straw to speed it in, oh too. It's pretty fucked up. Yeah. It went full junkie mode on me.
There was, like, a period of time when I was, like, 17, 16, and I had just really gotten into smoking weed. And me and my boy, what we used to do, we would take all the fucking residue, right, out of the bowls, put it into the bong. And here in Chicago, they sell some shit called Kush Rags. You ever heard of that shit?
What the fuck?
Sounds so awesome.
So it's fucking it's what it sounds like, bro. It's Kush and Rags mixed together, and they sell a whole eighth for like $20 and shit. And we used to go pick it up, and it was on like some sketchy part of like fucking like the west side of Chicago, bro. And fucking, bro. We used to just sit there, bro, and just smoke it. It was, like, green, and then it was, like, brown weed mixed together, bro. It looked like shit. It looked like if your dog ate a piece of fucking nug, bro, and it just shit it out the nug.
When I was 13, me and my friend were at this festival, and none of us could drive because I was, like, 13. He was, like, 14 or 15.
Yeah, and this story would have been weird if you were like, and I was driving, you know, just whipping it.
We were trying to find it. It was like in a shitty town over, too. Like, I live in an all right town, pretty nice town. And then the town over is just like kind of trashy. So we go.
Yeah, what town's yours again?
Huh?
What's your town?
It's called Tip City.
Tip City.
Tip City.
Tip City.
Two P's.
You talking about dicks right now?
Two P's. And
throw the Tip City later.
In this town next to us, West Milton, and it's fucking trash. And this guy that was like a farmhand, like it was one of those festivals with, you know, the festival ass rides, like fair rides, and then
and they have like
wheels,
yeah,
like animals and shit, yeah. And there was this fucking farmhand there. They were like, "You got some weed?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'll sell you some weed for $10." And
he gives I would be us, terrified.
Like, 1.5 of the brownest weed you've ever seen. Like literally brown chips. And then we're like, We're like, how are we gonna smoke this? And dude gives us, he's like, if you give it back, give this back later after you smoke, I'll let you have it. He gives us this like metal little pipe.
What?
That looks like it's probably definitely for crack. And we're like, we probably should not use this. And we had to find somebody to give us some.
Dude, I would have the biggest anxiety attack off a Farmer Pack.
I was like, we cannot use this. And then we got we smoked a Reggie blunt of just pure brown disgustingness.
Why is it as kids, we'll really smoke anything a quote-unquote drug dealer gives us?
What we used to do when I was like 12, after school, it was like me and my boy, he lived next to like a couple of dealers and shit, and they all used to just sit on the porch and just smoke and shit, bro. And fucking, so what we used to do is, because like the police used to be hot right there, like they would just pass by like all the fucking time, so they would just toss their joints, toss their blunts, and we were little scumbags, bro. We would just go pick them up, bro, and we would try to get enough to where we could roll a blunt, bro. And we just smoke all that shit. It was a struggle, bro.
That is a struggle.
I miss getting high school faded. I feel like that shit hit different.
I would get middle school faded because once I was in high school, I already didn't give a fuck anymore.
I was terrified of.
Yeah. 7th and 8th grade, bro, I was, like, on some other shit.
Yeah, like, see, I only smoked once in 7th grade, and, like, I knew this kid used to come in faded, like, every day.
I didn't know what weed was.
Even looking back, I'm like, how are you gonna be in 7th grade just big high in history class? Like, that's insane, bro, to me.
I'd come in high as fuck to English class, and there'd be one person that I was friends with that would know, and she'd look at me, and I'd just be laughing at nothing.
Man, bro, I used to be high as fuck in school, and they wouldn't tell me shit. And I had a gym teacher I was cool with, bro. It might sound windy as fuck right now because I'm outside smoking. But I had a gym teacher and shit. He used to be a fucking cop, and I used to tell him everything. I'd be like, dude, I'm high as fuck right now. He's like, what the fuck? He wouldn't say shit to me. Like he knew I was a little fucking like a little delinquent, bro. Like he would not pop me off for shit, bro. I'm
trying to think, there was only one. I wish I went to high school faded more. I went once ever.
Surprised you did.
I used to go fucked up all the fucking time, bro.
I wish I did. I never really like thought of it.
Low key, I never thought of it until I did it. You know, I was really scared when I would think about it, and I was just like, man, if I could act high around my fucking parents, I could act high at school.
Who even gives a fuck if the school knows you're high? That'd be the least of my worries. What are they going to do? Throw you in jail?
Those things, too. How can they even say that you are high? You could just say, no, I'm not.
My eyes are mad itchy because I didn't get sleep last night. And I got fucking pink eye, you asshole. You think I'm high? What's wrong with you? I don't do drugs.
My school, I'm telling my mom. Have a cop or two at the school, like, all the time. So, like, if they thought you were on drugs or anything, they'd call you to the office and then, like, fucking pressure you and intimidate you to try to say, yeah, I'm high. So that never happened to me.
Yeah, low-key, I think they used to drug test us at the high school I went to.
They drug tested?
They can't drug test you. Jesus Christ.
That's what the fuck they were telling me, bro. I personally never got drug tested, but they used to tell me, like, the kids who got caught fucking, they used to get drug tested,
unless
supposedly.
Your parents say yes, that's so illegal.
Like, the guy used to be in there all fucking Zans and shit, bro. Like,
oh, that's the next level shit, man. You sleeping in glass?
I did a bar one day at school. I took half before lunch and half right after I ate, and I was just, like, 7th period, I was, like, fucking slouching in a chair.
I watched a dude chop a tree down with a hatchet. It was a big-ass tree.
For a Zan.
For Zans.
I got the Zans and I flew to Hawaii. I went to Sacramento just vibing. And then I came back, feet up in the sand. I'm like, damn, it's crack. And then I washed my hands in the sea. I feel so good, I'm in Hawaii. I know Lil B the bass guy, that's my friend and he guides me. When Sacramento, in a cassette with hell without you. Hot five Zans and I flew to Hawaii, in a cassette how fell without you. When Sacramento, in a cassette with hell without you.
Pop five Zans in the food of Hawaii. But I couldn't stand the way it felt without you.
Big Sky.
I got the Zans and I flew to Hawaii. I went to Sacramento just vibing. And then I came back. Feet up in the sand, I'm like, damn, it's cracked. And then I wash my hands in the sea. I feel so good, I'm in Hawaii. I know Lil B the bass guy. That's my friend Jenny Guides.
When Sacramento, in the same way it felt without you. Pop five Zans and I flew to Hawaii. But I could say how it felt without you. When Sacramento, in the same way it felt without you. Pop five Zans and I flew to Hawaii. But I could say the way it felt without you.
So cool, what's up? So this is fucking, this is Spacey, this is my man Spacey. Spacey, this is Hunter, Logan, and fucking Henny Milk.
What's up, you guys?
What's good, yo? Welcome to the podcast.
How you guys doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing, dude?
Pretty pissed about the chocolate covered oranges I ordered.
You need
but...
to stop whatever.
Honestly, I'm over it.
Can we move on to the Godzilla fucking corner?
It's almost time. We're getting
close, bro.
Almost
November.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty close.
Has the trailer came out?
Nope.
What the fuck?
Do you enjoy Godzilla?
Godzilla, to be honest, I don't really watch it much. I don't really keep up on the
guy, fucking damn it.
Do you think have you seen a King Kong film?
Oh yeah, King Kong. Yeah, I love King Kong.
Damn.
King Kong versus Godzilla here in November. Who do you got winning?
King. Fuck, man. I think
King Kong is the right answer.
Yeah, low key, I think Godzilla would fuck that nigga up, bro. Godzilla.
King Kong is going to win. You guys can all be on the Godzilla train, but when King Kong knocks his ass out, I'm gonna be here standing championship style.
I feel like this nigga saying that to be edgy, bro. Nah.
Yo, Spursley, what would you say your favorite anime is?
Fuck, dude. What have I been watching? I've been watching Tokyo Ghoul. The third season's kind of shitty, so I lost interest while I was watching it. But fuck, what was I watching the other day? I was watching I gotta look up. I've been watching so many, dude, just binge watching them at home.
My Hero Academia.
Oh yeah, My Hero. I watched all that till I got to sub, dude. I can't watch sub. I only watch dub. So I'm a poser, I guess.
Dub. I only watch sub.
Poser, I guess. Everyone.
No dubs for me.
Yeah, my original, my fucking OG anime homies, they always hate on me. They're like, no, dude, you gotta watch the sub, dude. But I don't like to read, dude. I don't like to read.
Nah, you know what the fucking dispute for sub and dub was? It was always because the fucking anime niggas thought they were fucking superior as fuck to, like, everybody else just because they fucking understood a little bit of Japanese, bro.
Yeah, bro, Jose Drip or fucking dub, you're so right, dude.
Like, If you're fucking superior to me, fucking box me, bro.
We are superior, yo.
No, it's the difference in the voice acting. The fucking English versions are cringeworthy.
Who's your top three anime bitches, bro?
My top three anime bitches, Android 18.
Whack.
How?
Oh, dude. Nah, I'm with him.
I can't remember the girl's name from Bleach. She was like the cat. She was the cat.
I'm a furry, dude.
And then the girl from a Death Note.
Nah. So, it's Kagome, bro, from Inuyasha.
Oh, Kagome. Oh, yeah, Kagome. Loyal ass bitch.
Yeah, the fucking... The one bitch from Fooly Cooly with the pink hair. And Android 18. Like, this is real life Master Roshi, bro.
That should be my name, dude. It's just Master Roshi.
Spursy, speaking of names, where'd you come up with your name?
I came up with it actually. I looked up like racist names for white boys. And I guess it means like, I guess Frissy means like a white boy that tries to like live up to his parents' expectations or some shit. So I like that. Felt like I related to it. It's like a racial slur, I guess. I never had heard it before that, but I purposely looked it up. I was like, I think that'd be funny. Just look up like a fucking racial
best
slur.
Best thing
like
I've ever heard.
So that's where he came up with that one. But now I'm wanting to change my name to like Master, just straight up Master Roshi, dude. That, I think that's a copyright, though. I think that's a copyright.
You could probably spell it some fucked way.
Yeah, right.
Just put like a...
Right. Use E's instead of an I.
Yeah, I was about to say use two E's or some shit at the end.
Yeah, Master Roshi with two fucking E's and an I.
Bro,
at the
that'd
end
be so fucking hard, dude.
Something nuts.
Yeah, bro, that'd be hella funny.
Who do you got for some inspirations that have inspired your music?
I grew up a lot listening to like Neil Young. I don't know if you guys know.
Oh, Neil Young's fire, bro.
And I grew up listening to that. My dad would come home hammered drunk and just listen to that with me every night. So I grew up like listening to that a lot. But lately, like fucking obviously like shit like GBC is sick as fuck. Fucking Playboi Carti. Just shit like everyone's been listening to. The new wave is sick as fuck. Yeah, and Lil Uzi Vert, I love that shit. I just love those fucking, like, super, like, dope beats they use, and I don't know. I like a little bit of everything, dude. Oh, dude, I forgot one more of my biggest inspirations. I forgot one more of my biggest inspirations is fucking Little Flower.
Oh my god,
that's,
yeah.
That's my, like, my biggest
inspiration.
That's the
inspiration. Homie, bro.
That's what I forgot to say earlier. Like, that's... Probably the biggest inspiration right there. I don't know if you guys ever heard him, but that fool's
hell. I was telling Henry about him, bro. That's how we got leaked out, Loki.
Yeah, it's all because of him. He is an angel from another planet.
So, Logan, do you want to take Jose into your Zodiac?
He wouldn't understand.
Oh my god, bro. I wanted to talk to you about this, bro. I heard the last one.
Let's send him down the rabbit hole.
The psychic hotline is great. I called 1-800-535 for information on how to talk one-on-one with a live psychic. It was easy. We talked about love, relationships, money, and my career, all from the privacy of my own home.
Nah, bro. I believe in that shit, low-key.
You do?
Yeah, I really do, bro.
Wait, what do you believe in?
The Zodiac shit? I believe, like, certain shit from it, though. I don't, like, I feel like people got it, like, fucked up. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I can see where the places where stars and the planet are, like, can affect things, but I don't think how do people interpret that, you know?
Yeah, like, I feel like that's weird. Like, that's the whole thing about it.
Well, they make shit up like they did with the Bible.
Yeah.
They just write out of their ass.
But I do think outside of the human,
like that was the first religion. Astrology was basically like a first religion. It was some shit like that had to do with like the stars.
I thought like Buddhism or like Hinduism or some shit was like the first.
Hentai.
Hentai.
That's the only religion I believe in. Who am I doing, Jose?
Yo.
Jose Drip. When's your birthday?
Oh, you're about to, like, read my palm and shit, bro?
Oh, I'm gonna read you.
Holy shit.
Not sure how accurate it's
gonna be. Oh, fuck.
November 15th.
All right, here we go. You're a Scorpio. Your element is water. Your quality is that you're fixed.
What the fuck does that
mean? Dick work? Do you bust nuts?
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean?
Did you get a vasectomy?
Nah, hell no.
Well, then this shit's already wrong. Your favorite colors are scarlet, red, and rust.
Oh my god.
What the fuck? I like red. True. I like red.
There we go.
Cute.
There we go. I'm on to something.
He's on
the ruler. Your ruler is Pluto and Mars. Not sure what that means.
Oh, okay. I know that.
Your
yeah.
greatest overall compatibility are Taurus and Cancer. You ever fuck a Taurus or Cancer?
Fuck, low key. My ex-girlfriend was a Taurus, bro. I believe it. What the fuck?
I told you.
Do you still love that bitch, Jose?
Yeah, he's still in love with her.
Fuck you, nigga.
Fuck you, dude.
Nah.
All right, so your strengths. I bet you I'm going to call out some strengths here. You're resourceful.
The fuck does that mean? Like,
for example, if you have no blunts or bowls to smoke out of, you can find something to smoke out of.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Loki, yeah.
There's... for layman's terms, to help you understand. Oh, man. You're brave, meaning you will smoke out of a water bottle. You don't care how dangerous it is.
Fuck yeah, bro. Loki.
You're passionate. That's
pretty dangerous, bro.
Oh, whoops.
That's passionate. Yeah.
You're breathing in fucking plastic fumes, you idiot. Of course it's dangerous, John.
You know, you win some, you lose some.
You're stubborn and a true friend.
Oh, fuck yeah, bro. I'm stubborn as fuck.
Yeah. You be giving your boys free weed?
Hell yeah, bro.
That's a real friend.
I just copped an ounce, bro, and I'm already like halfway done with it.
But see, like, you can put that into anybody.
Low key. That's what I think.
I know. All right. So some of your weaknesses.
I think like that's what the fake shit is. I think like all the tarot card shit, like telling the person their future type shit, I think that shit's true. Like, I don't believe, like...
Nah, you just gotta do research.
Like, I feel like that's dumbed down for everybody.
Yeah, I believe in that somewhat, dude, but, like, I don't know.
Nah, you wouldn't get it, the Zodiac thing.
I've dated, like, the complete opposite of my Zodiac, and, like, I hate that bitch, dude. Like, fucking to death, dude. But then, like, the last bitch I dated, she was, like, the most compatible, and she was, like, fucking awesome, dude. No matter how many girls I fuck, I always think of her.
Logan, hit Spursy with his Zodiac.
Oh, all right. When's your birthday?
February 7th.
Oh. You're an Aquarius, like John Boy. So you're an airbender. That's your element. You like light blue and silver. Those are your favorite colors, whether you think it or not.
Whether you think it or not.
No argument, motherfucker.
Are you sure you're reading Aquarius?
You're reading up the wrong ass shit, I think.
Wait, nope, I'm reading Aquarius. I know what I'm talking about.
Call 1-800-535 to find out how to speak directly with authentic psychic astrologers about love, relationships, or anything that's on your mind. There's no charge for this call, but you must be 18. Call now.
Before I knew it, the dream was all over. Ever heard this story? There once was a tiger-striped cat. This cat died a million deaths, revived and lived a million lives. And he was owned by various people who he didn't really care for. The cat wasn't afraid to die. And one day, the cat became a stray cat.
Things do to you, think the ending never sucks. Things do to you, think your heart will feel like crush. Things do to you. I just wish you trust me. Love the wine business, suck me up, and I still always think we do. Love you too, but my cock is in your guts. I think of you, and you should come and clutch. Or blue, never heard the truth. Fuck you, I know you are a must. You want me to.
Things I do to you, swimming on my necklace. Swim a snake, grab my amphibious. I'm really careless. I need advantage. Since your balance is such a
heart will be less surprised. Things do to you,
trust me tonight, and I swear that I've been blushing all the time. Yeah, I know the other guys didn't do you right. Yeah, but now it's just us, so girl, you can smile. Yeah, you can smile with me. Oh, it's kinda different with some company. You can let me in, though, I'ma be here. The things I did to you made me feel so weak.
Things do to you, you think the internet was sweat. Things do to you, you think your heart would be less crushed. Things do to you, you think the internet was sweat. I just wish you trust me. Spent their days together happily. Well, years passed and the white cat grew weak and died of old age. The tiger striped cat cried a million times, and then he died too. Except this time, he didn't come back to life.
Would Hitler be considered a humanitarian?
Oh, shit.
He was the OG humanitarian. Really, really think about it.
Fuck, dude. If he thought he was doing, like, something right, does that mean, like, gonna go to, like, hell? If he thought it was, like, the right thing to do. I'm not saying what he did was right. I'm not saying what he did was right. That shit is fucked up.
I guess it would depend on, like, what religion was asked. He would have, like, broken commandments, which means you go to hell, right?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, you just ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you just
that's why priests can rape kids. They commit a sin and then they just apologize to one of their priest boys.
A priest can rape a child, but a single mom can't get an abortion. What
yeah,
a world.
That's religion,
what a
dude.
World.
That's religion. You just have to say sorry. You just have to say sorry. Say oops.
Oh, Spursy, we want to know, how'd that little B track come about?
One of my boys that I grew up with posted, like, something he put out, like, shout out Sacramento, California, because that's where I'm from. So I just, like, hit him up, and I was like, hey, dude, I'm from Sacramento, like, and, you know, I fuck with your music, like, you're a big inspiration to me. That's another inspiration to me, is Lil B, dude. Like, I don't think, like, that dude just does it because he fucking loves it, and that's why I always like listening to him. But anyways, I messaged him just telling him, like, from the heart, like, not trying to dick ride him for the fucking collab at all. And he just gave me his number. He's like, hit me up, dude. Let's fucking collab. So I got, like, actually another track with him, too, but I haven't dropped it yet.
Shout out Slaydro.
Yeah, shout out Slaydro. But, dude, that shit was cool. I was, like, really surprised by that.
Cali sucks.
Oh, downtown Sacramento. It's pretty cool. I don't know. It's like, it's like a couple, like an hour and a half from like San Francisco.
San Francisco, that place. Isn't that place a dump?
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Is it?
It's like a ton of homeless people and people, motherfuckers just shitting on the ground. And
yo!
You'll be taking a shit next to a needle with heroin in it, just chilling on the ground.
This is Fantan News, taking the time to examine world events, issues, and newsmakers.
They want to give six-year-olds fucking hormone replacements.
That's not every single fucking transgender person ever, you retard.
Is that true? That's fucked up. That's true.
That is fucked up.
It's causing literally parents that think it's okay are saying, yeah, I want to give my six-year-old this because he thinks he's a girl.
You definitely don't know if you're a different gender at 6 years old.
No, I know, but the whole movement is just a horrible thing.
Dude, it's fuck cops every day.
No, but that's a fucked up movement, dude. Like, I'm like fucking one.
I mean, obviously it's not all of them. I know I'm being ignorant, part of the fucking, but the movement of accepting that and whatever.
We can both agree that them trying to do that to children is fucked up. We can agree to that.
We can all agree to leave those poor kids alone.
This podcast is canceled, bro.
Percy, Jose, it's been great to have y'all.
What a great finale. Fuck.
I ruined the podcast for the second time.
It was fun while it lasted, everybody.
Shout out love and peace to the entire world, but not shout out to that movement. Fuck that movement. And shout out Little Flower and and Offline HP, him 1,000 times.
Man, I'm not allowed on the next podcast.
Burn like a fucking cook. I'm a dance for.